shake them.
Okay.
Wake them.
Wake them up. Okay. We were talking about someone who'd been sick. You might say, well, if the medicine's still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, well, haven't you blank your medicine?
Haven't you took your medicine?
Okay. And the patient might answer, well, I blanked some yesterday.
I've taken some yesterday.
And I'll blank some more later.
And I'll take some more later.
Okay. If you know someone that can't hear anything at all, you might say that person is
dead.
Okay. If you saw someone that's been out working hard, maybe working on the car, working in the garden, and they take their wet shirt off and say, boy, look how I... They just perspired so and their shirt was all wet. They might say, look how I...
sweat.
Okay. And talking about diseases and stuff, one kind of thing that might happen to you if you get a lump on your arm, and it would have kind of like a core in it. Is there a name for that?
I think they used to call them. I don't know. They changed so many things around. But when I was a kid, they used to call these risings.
Mm-hmm. Or a boil? Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Is a boil the same thing as a carbuncle?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
It has a core in it, just like a rising does.
Mm-hmm. And if, when this boil was open, there'd be something that drained out of it?
First.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's say you got an infection in your hand, and your hand has kind of started getting bigger than it ought to be, and say, well, my hand...
swollen.
Mm-hmm. You say, well, it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not infected, it probably really won't
swell.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms on your skin, that's...
water.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if somebody got shot or stabbed and you took them to the doctor, you'd want him to look at that person's... maybe his stab
wound.
Mm-hmm. And when a wound doesn't heal clean, and a white granular substance might form around the edge of it, sometimes they have to cut it out or burn it with alum. Is there a name for that kind of flesh?
Infection.
Crown flesh?
Crown flesh, that's right. Crown flesh.
And they don't use this medicine too much anymore, but used to be when you got a cut, you go to the medicine cabinet and put some brown liquid on it, it would really sting. That liquid was
called mercuricone.
Mm-hmm. Or one like it.
Mercuricone or iodine.
Uh-huh. And this medicine, they give it to for a cure for malaria.
36s.
Oh, I never heard that. Huh, what is that? That's 36.
That's a liquid medicine.
Oh.
And it's just a yellow, it's a yellow age.
Huh.
And they still sell it in the store. I got a sister who won't take nothing. She get a cold bucket.
Hmm.
Bitter as anything, good as anything.
Is it bitter as quinine?
Mm-hmm. You see, that might be bitter. It's bitter.
So it's just as bitter as...
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
So she'd rather take that 3-6 medicine than the quinine?
Right, but then the quinine, mm-hmm. And it's really good for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking about somebody, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but he blank anyway.
But he died anyway.
Mm-hmm.